The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Yeshaya Yaffe, Rosh Chabur Beis Medrash Gevoya, and Mechaber Sefer Shevilei Tzion, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. Maseches Rosh Hashanah has been graciously dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Irwin Lowy and family of Los Angeles, California, in memory of Rabbi Avram Shloima ben Rabbi Yosef Halevi, Zichroni Levracha. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting schus for his neshama.
The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Lamed Beis Amid Beis opens up with an explanation as to why the tkiyas used to take place during Musaf on Rosh Hashanah because of Berayv Am Hadras Melech. In other words, there will be much more people there by Musaf than by Shachas, as it explains the Torah Yevon and other Mepharshim. Therefore, there would blow Shofar by Musaf and not by Shachas. So the Gemara asks, why then did the Mishnah say that when we say Halal on other Yomim Tovim, we do say it by Shachas and not by Musaf? What happened to Berayv Am Hadras Melech? So the Gemara says, obviously it's because reason makdimin l'mitzvahs. That although perhaps more people will be there by Musaf and Berayv Am Hadras Melech, but reason makdimin l'mitzvahs make us say Halal by Shachas. So the Gemara asks, if that's the case, then why don't we blow Shofar as well by Shachas? Because it's reason makdimin l'mitzvahs. That since there was Xeris Malchus, the enemies were potent and they did not want anybody to blow Shaif, and they used to stand around all morning long. Apparently by Musaf it was easier to get away with it, and therefore they left it at Musaf. The Gemara seems to be quite clear that if not for the Xeris Malchus, then Zrizam Magdim Lamitzis would rule and override the Milo of Arevam Hadras Melech. And from this Gemara, many Achroinim, starting namely from the Aderes and the Chachmas Sodom and the Malbim and Artis Achayim, the Chidah, a whole entire Bezdin Shalchav Gimel Achroinim that bring a raya from this Gemara that Zrizim Akdimel Mitzvahs is more Choshev than Berev Am Hadras Melech. This is obviously very negay all the time when people make a bris and they have an interest in pushing off the bris a little bit later in the day to 10, 11, or 12 o'clock because they'll have a bigger crowd, which would be a mile of Berev Am Hadras Melech. Nevertheless, the Stechemet is one of those that prove from this Gemara that Zrizim Akdimel Mitzvahs is more important than Berayv Am Hadras Melech, and he therefore frowns very strongly upon those that push up the bris to have a bigger crowd because they're forfeiting the milah of Zrizim Akdimel Mitzvahs. The Aruch HaShulchan and Simrei Samach Bei Siv Ches adds to this problem that Mila especially is important to get rid of every second that the Arla is still there is a problem, and the quicker you get rid of it the better. So that's another reason why one should hurry up and get rid of the Mila as early in the morning as possible on the eighth day, and probably even if it's a Mila Shleib is mana. And similarly we find in the Meister Akeach as well that he's not happy with those that push it off. Now, we know very often we wait until Matzah Shabbos to make Berachas Alavana. This comes from Ramah and Siman Tav Chavav and Erech Chaim Siv Gimel that says that since people have nice clothing and they're more mevusim on Matzah Shabbos, therefore although a person is allowed to make Berachas Alavana b'yechidus, he should rather wait until Matzah Shabbos because it's more of a mitzvah min amovkar. And the Bir Allah over there in Siman Tav Chavav adds that same thing applies. If a person will have a minyan on Matzah Shabbos, or at a later date for that matter, he should rather wait for the later date when he'll have a minyan, rather than making Kiddush Levona as an individual, which would seem that a mitzvah min amufchar and Berayv Am Hadras Melech overrides Zrizim Makdimim Mitzvahs. With regard to this matter, we also find that Shuvas Shvos Yaakov had a shiloh about somebody who has an esrig early in the morning on Sukkot, but he knows that later on he'll have a much nicer esrig, which is basically a question of a nicer esrig later or Zrizim Akdimel Mitzvahs. And he opens up that he would prefer Zrizim Akdimel Mitzvahs over the Milo of Mitzvah and Amovchar, and he brings the Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos in the Flamatez discusses that when there's a mitzvah to do Yivam, it's ideal, a mitzvah min amukhar, for the Gadol to be Miyavim, the oldest brother to be Miyavim, the Eshet Ach. However, any of the brothers are kosher to do the mitzvah of Yivam, but it's better to do it with the oldest brothers. Up to Gemara, Shiei mitzvah le'mashinan. We allow the younger brothers to do the mitzvah right away, we do not wait for the older brother to come. Zakta Shvos Yaakov, and he quotes a Magen Avraham and Tzimcha Vei that says this, that Shiei mitzvah le'mashinan goes before a mitzvah min amukhar. And he brings two other eyes, which the Magen Avraham also brings, from a Teres Kleinim and from a Gemara Menachas Ayin Beis, that Shiei mitzvah le'mashinan overrides the Milo of mitzvah min amukhar, And he says, even though the Trumas Hadeshin says not like that, in other words, the Trumas Hadeshin is the one that says this rule of the Ramah by Kiddush Levana, that basically he says you should wait because the Milo of Mitzvah and Amufkar is better than the Milo of Zrizim Makdimah and Mitzvah. However, he says that the halacha is that you should do it right away. And then he suddenly switches gears and starts bringing a whole bunch of rayas that Mitzvah and Amufkar is better, like the Trumas Hadeshin said. And he concludes that you should definitely do mitzvah min amufcher better than zrizim makdimah l'mitzvahs, except, of course, when you have a chash that you're going to lose the mitzvah completely. If you're going to lose the mitzvah completely, then for sure you should do zrizim makdimah l'mitzvahs. And for that matter, if you're not sure, for example, let's say a guy has this esrog and he's not sure that he's going to get the better esrog or not, and this one he might lose or he has to give back or something, then for sure you should do it right now. So in other words, the Shvus Yankov's Maskone is in Chelik Aleph Simul Amadalev, that if someone has an esrog now, that's very nice, but not as nice as the one he'll have later. If he knows for sure that he'll have the later one, then he should definitely wait. And that is like the Trumas Hadeshin, who is coming out like Lamaskana, and not like all that we said from the Magen Avraham and so on, that he likes to do it right away because of Shia Mitzvah Loi Mashina. Interestingly enough, though, he doesn't quote, although he does mention that the Ramah, and it says that obviously if you're not sure if the Levana is going to be there and there's any chash whatsoever that you're going to lose the mitzvah of Rechus Levana, then you shouldn't wait until Matzah Shabbos or until you have a minyan. That only applies when you know for sure that you're going to have it later. But if you don't have it later, then obviously you should do it now. But he doesn't quote that the Trumas Hadeshin, which is the source of all this, in Simul Lamed Hey, when he discusses this whole shaila by Kiddush Levana, addresses the Gemara in Yevamos himself and actually says clearly that it says Shia Mitzvah Le Mashinan overrides Mitzvah Begadol Yavim is only because who says that the brother will come, and who says that the brother will do the Yibum, and therefore, since it's not a guarantee, therefore, you rather Shia Mitzvah Le Mashinan, you rather do it right away. But in a scenario where you know for sure, where it's a Mitzvah Men Amuvchar, the Trumas Hadeshin himself seems to say clearly that then you should do the Mitzvah Men Amuvchar. So it's interesting that although the Shmos Yaakov does quote the Ramah, he does not quote the Trumas Hadeshin, who actually addresses the Gemara in Yevamos himself. On the flip side, however, the Magen Avraham does say Shia Mitzvah Le Mashinan overrides the din of Mitzvah Men Amuvchar, and he doesn't mention that the Magen Avraham is that the Trumas Hadeshin is Mechalik. At this point, it's worth mentioning the Reb Shloima Kohen's Teretz in the Tshuva's Binyan Shloima Chelik Bei Simen Yud Gimel, originally it was in the Mayim Chaim Simen Gimel, that he has a teretz to the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah to try to answer up and be Malamat Chosin those that do actually push off the bris, that maybe the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is only because you don't know for sure that people are going to come later. It is a very big possibility that there will be more Bereivam Hadras Melech by Musaf than by Shachas. However, it is not a Vaday. So in other words, the svaras that we have been throwing around from the Trumas Hadeshin and the Ramah and the Bir Halacha and the Shvus Yaakov and so on, that when it's a suffix, if you're going to have the Mitzvah and a Mufcha, then definitely you should side with the Zrizim Makdimah and Mitzvahs. The Reb Shlomo Vilna wants to say that that is the teretz of this Gemara, why it's not a riot to call it Perikula. That only over here we say that Zrizim Makdimah and Mitzvahs because we don't know for sure that there's going to be Bereivam Hadras Melech by Musaf. It's important to point out, obviously, that if there's a shaila that maybe you're not going to get the mitzvah later, then it's not just a question of adding up Zrizim Makdimah L'mitzvahs against Bereivam Hadras Melech or Mitzvah Men Amuvchar. And basically, it's a question that you might not do the mitzvah at all. So basically, should I wait around because of Mitzvah Men Amuvchar and perhaps lose the mitzvah? Definitely not, even if there wouldn't be an Indian of Zrizim Makdimah L'mitzvahs. The Binyan Shloim over there, Taka, says that the Indian of Zrizim Makdimah L'mitzvahs and Bereivam Hadras Melech perhaps are equal. And therefore, if you don't know for sure that there's going to be Bereivam Hadras Melech, you definitely shouldn't wait, and if not, perhaps they're equal. That's how the Binyan Shlomo comes out. But again, it's important to remember that there's a plethora of Gedolei Achronim that hold that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is the Raya Brura that Zrizim Makdimah L'Mitzvahs goes before Bereivam Hadras Melech. Another couple of very important questions. The Gemara in Megillah, Davav HaMedveis. It says over there, should we do Megillah in Adar Rishon or in Adar Sheni? So the Gemara, maybe we should do it in Adar Rishon because Eim Avir in Ala Mitzvahs. The Gemara says we should do it in Adar Sheni because Mismech Gula Legula Adav, which means the Geula of Purim and the Geula of Mitzrayim and Nisan, we'd like to put them together. So Adar Sheni is obviously closer to Nisan. Whereas the other side of the Gemara was Eim Avir in Ala Mitzvahs. The Turi Evin over there in Megillah explains that we don't mean the real concept of Eim Avir in Ala Mitzvahs. We mean Zrizim Makdimim L'Mitzvahs. Now, by the way, it's important to point out that there are four concepts, perhaps five. Shiyui mitzvah le mashinon, zriza makdimin la mitzvahs, ein mavirin ala mitzvahs, and chaviva mitzvah v'shaita. And then there's mitzvah b'liotcha al tachmitzana, which might be another version of ein mavir al mitzvahs. But again, zvizim makdimim mitzvahs, shiyei mitzvah loy ma'ashinon, chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, and ein mavir al mitzvahs. So those are four different concepts, and again, Chazal don't usually use the different words for the same concept, and there are probably differences between all of them, which we will not go into at this point. But however, back to our Gemara, the Gemara says, ein mavir al mitzvahs, and the Chasam Sefer brings down the Turei Eben that says that it means zvizim makdimim mitzvahs, and he therefore asks that apparently this Gemara held that we should do mitzmach gula lugula odif as opposed to the svara of zvizim makdimim lemitzvahs. So it seems to be a conflict between the Gemara and Megillah, who's saying mitzmach gula lugula odif, and that is why we lay in Megillah. And now they're sheni, as opposed to zvizim makdimim lemitzvahs, which would have dictated to do another mission. How does that stem with the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah? Now, the Chasam Sefer himself, in Chedushim to Megillah, the Bavan Beis, and also in a drush, the Purim Katan in Teres Moshe, as well as the Sechemet and others, suggest a very important vart, that there's an nafkamina between when the Hiddur mitzvah is in the mitzvah itself, or when it's an external mile that you have. For example, perhaps Bereivam Havas Melech is not the Hiddur in the mitzvah itself, it's just a Kiyama mitzvah b'yoyter Hiddur of Bereivam Havas Melech. And therefore, let's say you wanted to do Zrizim Akdim Lamitzvahs now or Bereva Majus Melech later, perhaps there the Gemara Rosh Hashanah holds that Zrizim Akdim Lamitzvahs goes first. However, in the Gemara Rosh in Megillah, where we have a mile in the Etzem Mitzvah of Purim and the Etzem Mitzvah of Megillah to be Matzvah Gula Gula, over there we'll say that the Hiddur Mitzvah is in the Mitzvah itself, it's a Hiddur in the Gufa Mitzvah, and therefore Avada, there will be a din of Hiddur Mitzvah Adifa Mi Zrizim Akdim Lamitzvahs. The Stechemet and Marechis Pei by Pidgin Aben also says a similar svara, as do other Achrayim. Another very important question over here is with regard to an interesting bracha that we find in the Gemara and Brachas, Daf Nun Testament Beis. The Gemara says over there that there's a bracha to make on the Gshamim. Moedim anachnu loch al kol tipa v'tipa sheiradet olanu. When it rains, we should say a whole long bracha, vilu finam ol yishirik hayom, etc., etc., barach kel ha'idois, barach roi ha'idois. And this bracha which we make when it rains is actually brought down in the Rambam Perek Yifrenuchas brachas, and in the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Haim Simin Reish Chafalof. The Rambam over there says that perhaps it's only when there's a real big drought, and others say it's only in Eretz Yisrael, and there's a few other ramifications there which maybe explain why we never heard of this bracha and we don't usually make it. However, Lamaisa, the Ritvan Tainus on Vavamid Beis, says as follows, that although everybody is supposed to make this bracha, and he discusses exactly what the bracha is and how it's recited, and when it's recited, he says that of course it is customary to wait until there's a big crowd in shul so you could say it together, Al Sperei Vam Hadras Melech. L'chaira, one has to understand what happened to Zrizim Makdim and Lamitzvahs. How is the district Vosh Tim with the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Beis Amed Beis? Very few people discuss this question. Extremely few. Surprisingly few. And what is the answer? Why does the Ritvah say that Bereivam Hadras Melech goes before Zrizim Makdim and Lamitzvahs over there? Now, one teretz I was thinking is, some Achrayim discussed the concept of Bereivam Hadras Melech. What if I already have Bereivam Hadras Melech? Now, let's say I have 10 people, but later on I'm going to have 20, 30, 50, 100. Or if I'm davening in a shul where there's 20 people, but down the block I'm going to have 100 people. Is there Bereivam Hadras Melech on that as well? Now, whether there is or there isn't, probably there's more hither, definitely a little bit more hither, but Al Kapanim, we can allow ourselves to say that the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis is talking about where there already was quite a minyan. The question just is that Bereivam Hadras Melech is going to be a bigger minyan. So there, Avada, it could be that Zrizim Makdim Lamitzvahs is more chashiv than getting a bigger Bereivam Hadras Melech. However, if let's say you just have one individual, and the question is to do it now on my own, or to say it b'tzibur, so then Avada, it's possible that the Yechidim should wait. They shouldn't make the Birchas Akshamim when they see it raining out their window. They should wait until they're together in Shul or in Yeshiva, and make a bracha, Bereivam Hadras Melech. There's much to discuss about this, like we mentioned, that the Achrayim all discussed this at great length, and I would like to point out a couple of things. First of all, this does not all apply with regard to Bris Milah. When you have a Shiloh of Kibbut Av Ha'Em or a father-in-law and so on and so forth, of course that is a whole different question. Kibbut Av is a mitzvah d'oraisa, and very possibly would be a reason to push off the Milah a little bit, provided on the circumstances a Rav should be consulted. Now also, we know that Avraham Avinu is the source for Zrizim Makdim Lamitzvahs. The Gemara in Pesachim Daf Dalam at Aleph says we learned that from Bayashkim Avraham Babaker. Now that pasuk actually is not referring to Brismila. It's either referring to Akedas Yitzchok, or perhaps according to some it's referring to Stoim. In any event, it wasn't necessarily a mitzvah. And the Gilyanei Ashas over there says a couple of reasons why Akapanim's reason Makdim and Lemitzis is not the Eraisa, and perhaps it's not even a Chiv, it's just the Inyan, and a Hidr to be Mahadir Akar Mitzvahs and to do them as Rizos. Again, this is all revolving around a very complex issue. How much is Bereivam Hadras Melech? Is it Hidr Mitzvah? Is it a separate din of Bereivam Hadras Melech? Because Hidr Mitzvah in itself is Pashtas Dirabonon, some say it's the Eraisa, and it has a manifestation with regard to Bereivam Hadras Melech, as well as perhaps Rizam Makdim and Lemitzvahs, which would also be in the field of Hidr Mitzvah, Zekheli Van Veyu, Bereivam Hadras Melech, and a person should be Mahadar Achar Mitzvahs to do them quickly. And therefore, assuming as we did that there are a difference between Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs and Chaviva Mitzvah Vishaita and Shia Mitzvah Le Mashinon, and Zrizim Makdim and Lemitzvahs, they are all different concepts. It's important to get to the bottom of all of them and decide or look in the Paiskim exactly when each one applies. So all in all, most Paiskim are of the opinion that Zrizim Makdim and Lemitzvahs is Odif from Bereivah Madras Melech. We said a few Svaras. One is that if there already is Bereivah Madras Melech, then perhaps Zrizim Makdim and Lemitzvahs will be more Odif. And that's what the Bir Halach and Siman Tav Chavav says, that if you have Zrizim Makdim and Lemitzvahs and you have Bereivam of already three people, then you should not wait till you'll have 10. Which of course has to do with how many people you need for Bereivam Hadras Melech. Ve'en kam akayim ha'i lahara.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.